Hi, I'm Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine, and you're listening to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast. We're joined today by Tim Thomas, all-star goalie with the Boston Bruins and a member of the 2010 U.S. Olympic team. This past weekend, big news in here in Colorado Springs. Tim was generous enough to donate a Zamboni to the Woodland Park Hockey Association. Tim, how did you get involved with Woodland Park?
Well, it's a long story, but I came to, we had the NHLPA meeting for the Union for Hockey about 4 years ago in Colorado Springs. And so when I came to visit for that, my wife came out, and she'd never been to Colorado before, period. And she ended up liking it. I'd been there for USA Hockey when I was 19, or 18 maybe. for a camp, and I liked it too, but at that point we didn't think too much of it. We just decided a year later we'd come back for another visit in the summer, and so we came back for another visit in the summer, enjoyed ourselves immensely, and by the time another year rolled around, we pretty much decided that we'd like to make a home in Colorado Springs area. Didn't know where at that point. And so the next summer after that, which is the summer before the season we won the Cup, we came out for a visit to basically look houses and to check out the area. Well, you know, we ended up finding a house that we loved in the area, and it's in the Woodland Park area. And we bought a home that I'm going to retire to when I'm done playing hockey there.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so we, we've lived, we've had the house there now for about a year and a half now, and my brother-in-law moved to the community too from, he's originally from Vermont, but he was living in Florida before he moved there, and he's got involved in a local hockey program, and his son plays hockey, and I have three children that are playing hockey up in Woodland Park right now. And so basically that's kind of how I got involved. I decided I've been looking for a place to live after hockey. I'm from Michigan. My wife's from Vermont. She doesn't like the cold, and she likes sun. There is some cold in Colorado, but the sun makes up for it. And we just really like the Colorado Springs area. And to make a long story short, Woodland Park area, the community around Woodland Park, there's a small enough area where you feel like you can really make a difference, and that's why I decided to donate to Zamboni. Basically, they have the outdoor arena out there. I grew up playing on a lot of outdoor arenas and learning to skate on outdoor arenas, and I just thought I'd support a program that reminded me of the program that I grew up in when I was a child.
Woodland Park is an up-and-coming hockey association. Are you pretty excited about being involved and maybe helping them grow over the years as you retire? And
yeah, definitely. You know, I'd like to support the program there, not just there, anywhere that I can help, whether it's in Colorado Springs or Woodland Park. I'd like to help the youth hockey programs, and they're very important, obviously, and I wouldn't be where I'm at without the youth programs that we had around the Flint area when I grew up. And it's Woodland Park hockey program may have been a little bit overlooked for the past few years, but they're working hard and they're trying to grow it, and my brother-in-law has done a great job of putting whatever help he can towards that program also.
Oh, no doubt about it. Well, one other way that you're helping with youth hockey in the country, I understand, is through your hockey schools. Can you talk just a little bit about the Tim Thomas hockey schools?
Yeah, we through my college roommate, who is my business partner now, Pavel Navrat. He's actually from the Czech Republic originally. We started the Tim Thomas hockey schools, but we started the Tim Thomas hockey schools with the goal in mind to make it more than a celebrity camp, to basically put together the best school that we could. And he's done an excellent job putting together a school that is well-rounded, that covers many areas of the game, not just on the ice, but off the ice as well. Nutrition, training, lots of different areas, and we're trying to put together the most complete hockey school that we absolutely can. I think we've done a pretty good job so far. The parents and the kids that come to the camp love it and feel like they got their money's worth, and that's what we're going to look at going forward. We're just going to continue to try to make it better and better.
And as I understand it, you have camps in Burlington and in Massachusetts, and then now in Colorado Springs. Is that correct?
Yep. Actually, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, and Massachusetts, and now Colorado Springs.
Oh, great, great. Well, you know, Tim, obviously when you're playing for a team like the Bruins, which is goes deep into the playoffs, it doesn't give you a whole lot of time in the off season. You must stay pretty busy with the hockey camps once your season is over, whenever that does end.
Yes, last year was the first year that I didn't attend every camp in person, actually. Instead, we kind of had to change the format because I was old. Excuse me, I've been sick a little bit. So overwhelmed with everything after we won the cup. So instead, I did Skype classroom sessions, and tried to get my my personal not training, but. My personal teaching the kids through that route. But that's part of the reason why we design the camps the way that they are. They're actually designed to run without my involvement whatsoever on a day-to-day basis. I'm involved in the planning of the camps and putting together the instructional routine, which I think is just important, actually, is actually seeing me in person. So even though I wasn't able to be as involved last summer, and who knows what's going to happen this year, because hopefully I'm going to be trying to make another long cup run. That we put together a camp that the parents and the kids still feel like they've got their money's worth out of.
Oh, absolutely. One thing that Pavel was mentioning is obviously after college you played some time over in Europe, and obviously Pavel's from the Czech Republic. How much of the European training goes into your hockey camps? Do you mesh both the North American style with the European style?
I'm sure there's influences, but, the level that the kids are playing at my camp, for the most part, the influences would be the same as far as the drills that they're doing and such. Now, one thing about my camp that's probably different is, I'm over the course of my career, to get to where I've gotten, one thing that's helped me is thinking outside the box. And that applies to my training routine and kind of my approach to the game. And the kids do get introduced to different ways of thinking, different ways of training that have come across and have been helpful to me over the years. So I think that's one thing that's unique compared to other hockey camps, and that would draw on some European influences to tie it all together.
Well, I know once a couple years ago in USA Hockey Magazine, we did a feature article on you and your involvement with yoga. Is yoga something you're still involved with? And is yoga something that could kids at that age, and I know we're opening up a whole nother can of worms in asking this, but is yoga something that even young kids could use to improve their hockey skills?
Yoga was a great tool that I found at the time, and it was really helpful to me. But to be completely honest, I found something better called the Arc Wave System, which I'll be introducing the kids at my camp to for the first time this year. And, if you want information on that, go to
fantastic. And then, Tim, just the last thing. Hopefully it's not anytime soon that you retire, but once you do retire and settle in Colorado Springs, you have every intention of staying involved with youth hockey at some level?
At some level, I have three kids that are in youth hockey. To be completely honest, I'll probably focus on my kids at the start, and then we'll see where it goes. But I'll be involved supporting, especially through my brother-in-law. I'll be supporting the efforts of my brother-in-law. But it remains to be seen how much I'll be involved on a day-to-day basis, you know.
Absolutely. Well, Tim, thanks very much again for the time, and thanks for all you're doing for youth hockey in the area in Woodland Park and in Colorado Springs with your hockey camps, and we look forward to seeing you back here in the summer.
All right. Thank you very much.
Good luck for the rest of the season.
Say hi to everyone in the office.
I sure will. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Well, that's it for another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Make sure you stick around next week when we'll have more news from around the hockey world.